各位主内的弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters in Christ.
声音可以吗？好，谢谢。我很荣幸啊，来到弟兄姐妹中间来啊，宣讲神的话。
I feel honored to be with you and preach God's word.
刚才的诗歌啊，借我赐恩福 ，make a blessing, make me a blessing.
In the hymns we just sang, we just sung.
因为我们是蒙福的人，所以才可以给别人带来祝福。
Because we are blessed by God, so that we can bring blessings to others.
今天，就我们看刚才所读的经文，它的上下文就在八福，它的上文就在八福之后。
So in the scriptures we read just now, the context of the scriptures is in the Beatitudes.
主耶稣初期的事工，根据马太福音的记载，非常成功。
So according to Matthew, our Lord Jesus Christ's service was very successful.
我们看到第四章最后一节，你看到耶稣的讲论吸引了很多的人从加利利。迪加波利、耶路撒冷等等等等地方都来找他了。
So, if we look at chapter 4, the last verse, many people are attracted by his preach, and people from a lot of places like Galilee and other places all came to follow him.
这么多人来见耶稣，所以耶稣就开始教训他们很重要的真理。
So many people came to see him. Then Jesus started to teach them a very important truth.
我们都熟悉登山宝训这八福，我们是多么的受祝福。
We are all familiar with the Sermon on the Mount, the Beatitudes. We are so much blessed by it.
紧接着八福之后，耶稣就告诉我们，我们是蒙福的人。我们在世上应当做什么
？So after beatitudes, the teaching of beatitudes, and Jesus told us what we should do in the world.
我们如此受祝福，我们应当把祝福带给别人。
We are so blessed that we should bring the blessings to other people.
联系到我们刚才所读的经文。
So according to the scriptures that we just read.
耶稣让我们在世界上发挥盐和光的作用。
Jesus asked us to play the role of salt and light in the world.
我们是世界的盐。
We are the salt of the earth.
我们是世上的光。
We are the light of the world.
我们有主耶稣内在的生命。
We have a Jesus Christ, life in our hearts.
我们应当活出内在的生命。
We should live the life in our heart.
我们应当向这个世界，向周围的人彰显，我们就是世界的盐，世上的光。
So we should demonstrate to people around us that we are the salt and the light of the world.
很多学者把盐的作用总结出来，大概有十一种之多。
So many scholars summarize.The roles of salt, and there are about 11 roles or uses of salt.
我想最突出的有下面几个。
So I think the most important ones are as follows.
防止腐败。
Prevent corruption.
可以调味。
And it can add flavor.
可以洁净。
And it can purify.
同时，盐根据旧约利未记以及以西结书的记载，盐在智慧里面，智慧书里面也代表一种盐是一种智慧。
So according to the Old Testament, salt also represents wisdom, according to Levites and Eskel.
盐的确对我们是非常重要，对这个世界非常重要。
So salt is very important to us in this world.
经文主耶稣就告诉我们，盐若失了味。怎能叫它再咸呢
？So Jesus told us, if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again?
也许大家会觉得，哦，盐怎么还会失去味？现在盐这么纯，怎么能失去咸味呢？
So you might wonder, how can salt lose its flavor? Because it's so purified nowadays.
其实在古代，2000多年以前，当时的技术有限。
So 2000 years ago, the technology was limited.
很多的盐纯度不够。
The salt at that time was not purified enough.
所以会失去味道。
So it could lose its flavor.
在巴勒斯坦通往死海的路上。
On the way from Pakistan to the Dead Sea.
路边就有一堆一堆的盐，失了味道的，摆在那里。
Yeah, there were a lot of salt on the road.
当然，耶稣这里所强调的，就是说我们作为盐。不能失去那个味道。
So what Jesus emphasized here is that as salt, we shouldn't lose the flavor.
如果失去味道，就没有价值了。
So it will be worthless if it loses its saltiness.
基督徒如果不发挥盐的作用，
So if Christians don't play the role of the salt,
就麻烦了。
Then there will be trouble.
别人就会看不起我们。
Other people would look down upon us.
就会遭人践踏。
We will be trampled by others.
将来主耶稣在主耶稣那里也难以交代。
We can't meet Jesus Christ in the future.
同样，紧接着盐的作用之后，主耶稣强调光的作用。
So after Jesus emphasized the role of salt, then he emphasized the role of light.
光就是照亮的。
Light is for brightness.
光放在那里就是让人看的。
So light is for people to see.
正像一个城在山上。
It's like a city on the hill.
巴勒斯坦那里有很多的山丘，好多的城、村庄是在山上的。
There are many hills and also villages on the hills in Palestine.
如果一个人点了灯，当然在古代是点灯，不像我们现在的，有电的灯。
So in old times, people use a lamp, not like us today. We use electronic box.
我们可以想象。
Could imagine.
如果一个人点了灯，然后用一个黑的盒子把它盖起来，是一个什么样的行为
？We could imagine if we light a lamp and then cover it with a box. Now, what it would be like?
恐怕这个人需要去看心理医生了。
So maybe the doc, the person needs to see a psychologist.
耶稣强调的重点，光就是要发挥光的作用，要照亮黑暗。
So what Jesus emphasized is, if you are the light, you should play the role of light, and make things bright around you.
我们应当发挥盐和光的作用。
So we should play the role of salt and the light.
经文告诉我们。别人看见我们的好行为。
So the scriptures tell us, you know, people may see our good deeds.
便将荣耀归给我们在天上的。
And then we'll praise our Father in heaven.
我们基督徒有一个很重要的人生目的。
So us Christians, we have very important life purpose.
荣耀上帝。
Praise, honor, God.
不管我们做什么
，whatever we do，
不管我们在哪里
，no matter where we are，
我们在学校
，at school，
在家里
，at home，
在工作岗位
，at work，
我们要发挥盐和光的作用，将荣耀归给上帝。
We should play the role of salt and light and honor, praise our God.
可能弟兄姐妹会问
，maybe you would ask，
我们怎么样来发挥？盐和光的作用呢
？How can we play the role of salt and the light？
这个世界这么败坏。
The world is so corrupted。
世界对我们这么不友好。
It's so not friendly to us。
好像我们基督徒是弱势群体。
Like us Christians, we are minorities in this world。
我们如何发挥盐和光的作用
？So how can we play the role of salt and the light？
我们可以从以下几个方面来思考。
Let's think about this。From different aspects.
首先
First,
我们要讲真话，讲真理。
We should speak the truth and keep to the truth.
在1970年
1970,
苏联有一个文学家，他叫苏杰尼辛。
There's a novelist. His name is Solzhenitsyn. He's in Soviet, in former Soviet Union.
他获得诺贝尔的文学奖。
He was awarded the Nobel Prize in Literature.
在他受奖的时候。
So when he was awarded it,
他就发表了一篇演说。
He gave a speech.
这个演说的题目就是。一个字的真理，或者叫真理的一个字。
So the title of his speech, was the truth of a word.
他这么说。
He said.
他说，作为作家，我们没有火箭可以来攻击别人。
So writers do not have any rocks to blast off or attack others.
我们甚至没有最不起眼的那些辅助工具。
We do not even counter the most insignificant auxiliary vehicles. So what can we do then?
他接下来这么讲。
And he said,
他说一个字的真理重于整个世界。
One word of truth overweighs the whole world.
真理的重要，真理的力量。
The importance of the truth, the strength of the truth.
我想再没有任何的一群人像我们基督徒一样拥有真理。
I don't think any other people would like us Christians. We own the truth.
圣经真理。
The Bible, the truth.
当然，这里说的真理、真话，也包括科学的一些研究发现。
So when we talk about truth or like the facts, it also includes the scientific discovery in the world.
同样，这些真理、这些规律、这些发现，同样。
So the rules, principles that the scientists discover, it has its own strength.
在我开车从芝加哥来这里的路上。
So on the way from Chicago to South Bend.
当时我还没有进芝加哥，我在芝加哥北边住。
I lived in the north of Chicago.
我开车的时候就看到前面一个牌子。
I saw the sign when I drove.
上面讲，今年因着车祸的死亡人数是581人。
So it says that there were 581 deaths because of a car accident.
我看了以后，哦，我就说，我开车要很小心呐。
So when I saw the sign, it warns me that I need to be careful.
他不是说你开车要慢慢开。
It doesn't say that you have to drive very slowly.
旁边都有那个 speed limit, 但好多人不一定遵守。
Yeah, there are speed limit 车速 on the side, but many people don't follow it.
我也是要超过了五个 mile, 比那个 limit 超过五个 mile, 大概是比较安全一点的，
警察会抓到我。I also surpassed like 5 miles, over the speed limit, and it's safe. The police won't call, catch me.
当我看到这个581这个数字的时候
，But when I saw the figure 581,
就抓到了我。
It attracted my attention.
开车要小心。
I need to drive carefully.
不要太快。
Don't be so fast.
要精力集中。
You should focus.
我的意思是，这些数字是不是很 powerful?
So what I mean is that the figures are important, 很重要。
我们在讲真理，我们在家中要讲真理。
We need to tell the truth at home.
给我们的孩子。
Tell the truth to our children.
讲真理，讲圣经。
Tell the Bible and the truth.
要把圣经的真理告诉他们。
Tell them the truth in the Bible.
就比如说吧。
For example.
现在同性恋的问题在外面闹得沸沸扬扬。
So, it's a big deal. The same-sex marriage.There's a lot of discussion on it.
我们怎么样来告诉我们的孩子
？How can we tell our children?
要持守一男一女、一夫一妻、一生一世的真理呢
？We need to keep the truth that we should have a male and a female in a marriage.
我们有很多的圣经告诉我们，神所创造的婚姻就是一男一女。
The truth in the Bible tells us that the marriage that God created is a man and a woman.
圣经是的确反对同性婚姻的。
The Bible, the truth is against same-sex marriage.
同性婚姻会有很多的问题。
There'll be a lot of problems out of it.
在第一个州，马萨诸塞州，后来就出现了很多很多的问题。
So in the first state, Massachusetts, there will be a lot of problems because of the same-sex marriage.
我们告诉孩子圣经真理。
We tell children the truth in the Bible.
我们可以在网上搜一下，大家可以搜一下，看看这个第一个实行同性恋合法的州，后来出现多少多少的问题。
We can surf the internet and then see how many problems. Out of the same-sex marriage in the first state, Massachusetts, that approves it.
这样对孩子就很有说服力了。
Then this is more convincing to our children.
根据圣经。
According to the Bible.
根据现在的发现，现在的研究。
According to the research nowadays.
讲真话，讲真理。
Tell the truth.
多么的有力量。
It's so powerful.
在我们的工作岗位上。
At work.
我们可能觉得我们同事好多是很少讲真话了。
We may find that our colleagues don't usually tell the truth.
撒谎似乎是家常便饭。
It's so common to tell lies.
作为基督徒。
As Christians.
在我们的工作上。
At work.
在我们那个小组里面。
In a small group.
我们要靠着主讲真话。
We should tell the truth, keep to the truth.
可能大家不一定欢迎。
Maybe we are not welcomed by others.
可能大家觉得你这个人怎么这么不合潮流。
So other people may think that why you are not the same as them.
不要紧。
Doesn't matter.
我们坚持靠着主，我们讲真话。
We should tell the truth. According to God's teaching.
时间长了。
You know, after a while.
别人自然认为，哦，这个基督徒，这个人是不一样的。
Other people would think this person is different.
他讲的都是对，他讲的都是真的。
What he says is true.
他讲的都是实实在在的。
It's true. It's right.
我记得在我上大学的时候。
I remember when I was at college.
我们宿舍住了六个同学。
I had six roommates in the same room.
我是唯一的基督徒。
I was the only Christian.
因为同学们之间就会有一些撒谎，就会有一些可能有一些就是故意来开玩笑等等，来互相欺骗的情况。
Some of my classmates would tell lies, would cheat each other.
当遇到很严肃的问题的时候。
When facing serious issue.
当哦，这个人讲的是真的还是假的
？So they would think about whether what this person says is right or wrong.
到底有没有这回事
？Whether it really happened.
只要我在场
，If I was there.
他们就会问我了。
They would ask me.
请你告诉我。
Please tell me.
到底这件事有没有
？Can you tell me whether this really happened?
那我作为基督徒
，As a Christian,
我不能撒谎。
I couldn't lie.
是什么就是什么。
You know, whatever is, it is.
所以我就好像一个审判官一样。
I was like a judge.
靠着主讲真话。
Tell the truth according to the Lord.
可能同学没有立刻认同我的信仰。
So maybe my classmate won't agree to my faith.
我想时间长了。
But as time goes by.
他们就想到哦，做基督徒有一个很重要的品格，就是他们。不撒谎的。
So as a Christian, we have a very important character that we don't lie.
是就是是，不是就是不是。
What it is, it is. What is not, then it's not.
如果再多说，就出于撒旦。
So if we talk more, then it's out of Satan.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
在这样的社会。
In this society.
我们要讲真话。
We need to keep to the truth.
我们靠着主讲真话。
We should tell the truth, according to the Lord.
这就是光和盐的作用。
This is a role of salt and light.
时间长了，这对别人就是祝福。
This is a blessing to others, as time goes by.
除了讲真话、讲真理以外
，In addition to speaking truth，
行出真理更加有力量。
Live by the truth is even more powerful。
我们华人都有一句名言，就是榜样的力量是无穷的。
There's a famous saying among us Chinese: the example of a good example, the power of good example is great, is unlimited.
刚才我们讲在家里要给孩子讲真理。
Just now we said that we should tell the truth to our children at home.
我想作为作为在家里行出真理一个很重要的一个 basic 的就是夫妻之间彼此相爱。
So another important thing that we should emphasize that the spouse should love each other at home.
看看现在的婚姻状况。
Look at the situation of a marriage nowadays.
离婚率不断攀升。
The divorce rate is higher and higher.
婚外情似乎司空见惯了。
So,
婚外情 ，you know.
I don't have the term in my mind.
夫妻彼此相爱。
So, like sexual relationship outside of marriage, becomes popular.
Good. 我们作为夫妻在家里彼此相爱，对孩子是一个无穷的榜样。
As husband and wife, we love each other. That will be a great example to our children at home.
把圣经关于夫妻的教导用在我们身上。
So we would apply the teaching to husband and wife in the Bible onto us.
丈夫爱妻子。
Husband loves wife.
爱到愿意为他舍命。
Love to a degree that he would sacrifice his life for the wife.
妻子顺服丈夫。
And the wife would submit to the husband.
向教会顺服基督。
Like the church submit to Christ.
这里当然家庭是有一个先后顺序。
Certainly there is order at home.
我不是说贬低任何的女性。
I'm not saying that we should look down upon females, women.
我只是按照圣经的教导，家里有一个顺序，如果夫妻彼此相爱，在家里是一个多么美好的见证。
So according to the teaching in the Bible, if there is order at home, and it will be a great testimony.At home.
我们可以教育孩子，哦，你们将来结婚要彼此相爱，要找一个合适的对象。
So we should teach our children that in the future, if you get married, you should find an appropriate spouse.
为什么不抓住现今的机会，我们彼此相爱，做给孩子看？你看，一男一女夫妻相爱，多么甜蜜。
So why shouldn't we set up a good example at the home, like a man and a woman? We love each other at home. How sweet that is.
夫妻彼此相爱在家里是个见证，可以说在工作场所上同样是一个见证。
So if the spouse love each other, it will be a great testimony at home, but also a great testimony at work.
对于现今的世界
Nowadays,
夫妻相爱，我们先从自身做起，从家庭做起。
Would start from ourselves, start from home.
家庭是社会的细胞。
Family is a cell, of the society.
作为基督徒，我们应当率先在家里做到夫妻彼此切实相爱。
So, as husband and wife, we should set up a good example at home. Love each other.
这就是做光和盐。
This is the role of salt and light.
更确切说，我们本身就是光和盐。
To be more specific, we are the salt, we are the light.
如何发挥光和盐的作用
？So how to play the role of salt and light?
除了说实话、讲真理
，In addition to telling the truth,
还有行出真理。
We should implement.The truth, live by the truth.
第三点就是我们要同心合意。
The third point is that we should be one in heart and mind.
在家里面。
At home.
在教会中。
At church.
美国有一个社会学家叫 Robert Blair.
There's an American sociologist, Robert Blair.
他在普林斯顿的高等研究学院做研究。
He did research at the Institute for Advanced Study at Princeton University.
他怎么经过研究，他得出这样的结论。
He drew the conclusion after research.
他说我们千万不要低估一小群人，这一小群人有一个意向，就是要改变世界，把世界变得更温和、更公平。
We should not underestimate the significance of a small group of people who have a vision of a just and gentle world.
他说，这一小群人如果有这样一个意向啊，可以改变整个世界，多少人呢？
So he said that if this small group of people have such kind of vision, they want to change the world, so how many people would they influence on?
只要有2%的人有这样一个意向，他们同心合意就可以给世界带来改变。
As long as there are like 2% of the people who have the same vision, they would change the world.
只有2%。
Only 2%。
美国的基督徒比例是多少呢
？So what's the percentage of Christians in the United States？
大概有2亿多的基督徒，美国的最新的统计是有2亿的基督徒。
So it's about 0.2 billion。
73%的美国人是信耶稣的。
So it's about 73% of people in the United States who believe in Jesus Christ.
这样的比例是不是觉得我们蛮吃惊的？
Are you surprised at this ratio?
哎，有的人可能讲哦，很多天主教徒，我们就把它，天主教徒有多少呢？
So how many people are Catholic?
22%。
22%。
那么这清教徒就是我们说就是。福音派的基督徒
So Protestants among
有51%。
It's 51% among the 73% of people who believe in Jesus Christ.
就最起码有一半的基督徒。
So at least half of the population, they are Christians or Protestants.
我们再给一些数字。
I'll give you some more figures.
继续谈同性恋的问题吧。
And let's continue to talk about the same-sex marriage.
在2013年有一个调查显示
So according to a poll in 2013, it shows that
同性恋的支持率达58%。
So 58% of the American people, they support it.
在年轻人当中更是高达78%的人支持同性恋。
It's even higher among young people. It's 78%.
我们是不是觉得很吊诡，很不可理解
？So, you think we can't understand why this happened?
这么多基督徒，同性恋支持率这么高，就说明有相当一部分基督徒是支持同性恋的。
So the percentage of Christians is so high, but also the rate of support for same-sex marriage is also high. That shows that many Christians also support it.
这些数字真的让我们引起我们深刻去反省。
So this led us to have deep reflections on it.
只要有2%的人同心合意。
So if only 2% of people, they are one in heart and mind.
有一个目标，有一个 vision， 就可以给社会带来改变。
So if they have a vision 意向 ，then they would bring change to this world.
圣经也告诉我们
，The Bible tells us，
主耶稣开始的时候不过是有拣选12个门徒。
So at the very beginning, Jesus Christ, he only selected 12 apostles.
短短30年的时间。
Only within the short period of time, the 3 years,
使徒行传十七章第六节记载。
So according to Acts, chapter 17, verses 6.
保罗到了帖撒罗尼迦的时候，人们怎么讲？
So what people say when Paul arrives Thessalonica?
哦，你看，这扰乱天下的人也到我们这里来了。
So they said, these people who have caused trouble all over the world have now come here.
看看这个 powerful, 多么 power.
是多么有力量。
我们可以不是说扰乱世界，不是说 turn the world upside down. We should say.Turn the upside down world up.
所以我们应该说，我们不是来扰乱世界，而是把这个扰乱的世界把它正过来。
一小部分的人同心合意。
If a small group of people, they are one in heart and mind.
基督教两千年的历史，看看是不是改变了很大很大的，给世界改变了，已经改变了相当相当的。很多的部分都被改变了。
So if we review the history of Christianity in the past 2,000 years, can we see that a lot of things have been changed?
但是改变的还不够。
But it's not enough.
世界继续败坏。
The world continues to be corrupted.
上帝要继续用着我们来改变这个世界。
God would use us to change the world.
最后一点。
And the last point.
我们要发挥光和盐的作用。
We should play the role of salt and light.
我们要同心祷告。
We should pray together.
我们再次看到《使徒行传》。
So if we read the Acts,
《使徒行传》第四章第三十一节。
So according to chapter 4, verses 31.
祷告完了，聚会的地方震动，他们就都被圣灵充满，放胆讲论神的道。
So according to Acts chapter 4 and 31, after they prayed, the place where they were meeting was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly.
另外一处16章26节。
So another scripture, chapter 16, verses 26.
这是保罗和希拉在腓立比。
So it's Paul and Silas. They were in Philippines. Philippines.
他们遇到困难，然后就祷告、
so、
唱诗赞美神。
When they had difficulties, they started to pray and sing hymns to God.
又是地大震动。
So again,the earth shaked.
甚至监牢的地基都摇动了。
So even the foundations of the prison were shaken.
我们看到祷告的力量。
So now we see the strength of prayer.
我们可以为周围的人祷告。
We can pray for people around us.
为这个世界祷告。
Pray for this world.
有人做过一个实验。
Some people did an experiment.
我不能够记得很清楚是哪一些人做的，在什么时间做的。
I cannot remember who did it and where they did it.
他就用一些物理的仪器测量，说祷告的时候所发出的那个力量是到正的无穷大。
So they did an experiment and using the physical equipment and they found out that the strength, power of praying is huge to positive, unlimited positive sign.
虽然我们看不见祷告的力量，
although we cannot see the strength and power of praying,
但是人们可以感受到祷告的力量。
But we can feel the power of praying.
我们要发挥盐和光的作用。
We should play the role of salt and light.
我们要同心祷告。
We should pray.
在教会里
，together.
要在教会要同心合意。
We should be one in heart and mind.
有一个牧师讲过这样一句话。
So one time a pastor said,
可能我们大家可能都熟悉，就是 Willow Creek Church 的那个主任牧师 Bill Hybels.
So that, yeah, pastor.
他说， The local church.
地方教会。
Is the hope of the world.
是世界的希望。
When it works right.
如果它行得正。
弟兄姐妹，我们在教会里。
Brothers and sisters, when we are at the church.
我们要同心合意。
We should be one in heart and mind.
我们要同心祷告。
We should pray together.
上帝要用着我们南湾教会。
God would use us, the Michiana, Chinese Christian Church,
来给周围带来希望,
bring hope to people around us.
在我们的, 要给我们的 community 带来 hope,
给我们社区带来希望。
我们是盐和光。
We are salt and light.
求神帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
我们有内在的生命。
We have life. We have inner life.
我们要活出这个生命。
We should live the inner life out.
我们受了莫大的祝福。
We are much blessed.
我们要把祝福带给别人。
We should bring the blessings to other people.
我们要讲真理。
We should tell the truth.
我们要行出真理。
We should live by the truth.
我们要同心合意。
We should be one in heart and mind.
我们要恒切祷告。
We should pray constantly together.
让我们同心祷告。
Let's pray together.
上帝，我们感谢你。
God, we thank you.
你拣选我们。
You selected us.
你要用着我们。
You want to use us.
不管我们是年纪有多大。
No matter how old we are.
年纪有多轻。
No matter how young we are.
还是弟兄还是姐妹。
No matter brothers or sisters.
还是在家里，还是在工作上，还是在学校里。
No matter at home, at work, or at school.
神啊，求你帮助我们。
Lord, please help us.
我们要发挥盐和光的作用。
We should play the role of salt and light.
我们要把祝福带给别人。
We should bring the blessings you give us to other people.
我们要把希望带给周围的人。
We should bring the hope from you to people around us.
你给我们希望。
You give us hope.
你给我们祝福。
You give us blessings.
我们要把同样的希望，同样的祝福带给周围的人。
We should bring the same hope and same blessings to people around us.
也许我们受会遭受逼迫。
Maybe we'll suffer because of this.
但是经文告诉我们,
But your word tells us.
就在上文告诉我们,
And the scripture tells us.
有两节的经文告诉我们,
Two scriptures tells us.
为义受逼迫的人是有福的,
People are blessing if they are suffered because of righteousness.
因为在天国是大的,
Because they will be big in the heaven.
人若因我辱骂你们,
If you are suffered because of me,
逼迫你们,
you are like
马太福音五章十一节这么讲，人若因我辱骂你们，逼迫你们，捏造各样坏话毁谤你们，你们就有福了。
So blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely saying all kinds of evil against you because of me.
应当欢喜快乐。
Rejoice and be glad.
因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的。
Because great is your reward in heaven.
感谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.